Join us now for the Chapel Hour, coming to you from the campus of Bob Jones University. Our speaker is Dr. Jeff Heath, University Registrar.
Well, I have the opportunity today to speak to you about something that the Lord's been working in my heart about. I'm not convinced in my own soul, my own self, my own mind, that this lesson that we're going to learn is necessarily a formal sermon. I'm not convinced that this is going to be exactly like we are familiar with in chapel, but I am convinced that it's a message, and it's a message that God's worked on me on, and I trust that He'll use this message to perhaps be an encouragement to you. My beginning prayer had a question in it, and that is, does Jesus Christ want to make an impact on your life today? I didn't ask the question, does He want to make an impact on your life, because we all would shake our head and we would say, sure He does. I'm asking you, does He want to make an impact on your life right now, today, and perhaps in the next few moments? You know, how you answer that question will determine quite a bit about your thoughts about Christ. This is sort of like a sidebar, but yet it came to my mind as I was preparing and thinking over the last few weeks about my opportunity to share with you. If the President of the United States came walking into the room, and forget your political parties, and I'm not really trying to be funny or anything, I'm just trying to make a point. The President of the United States came marching into this room unannounced, it would pretty much shock us. But I have a sneaky suspicion, with the entourage and the display and all, that there would be some energy within us that says, you know, I need to demonstrate some respect. And we probably all would rise on our feet. No one would have to stand in front of you and say to you, the President of the United States has now entered to the room, please stand. I believe when he entered into the room, we would stand to our feet. But the other day it hit me once again, and this is a reminder, and I'm not the deepest person there is in the room, but follow me. My Jesus Christ, my God, doesn't even have to enter the room because He's already here. Let that sink in just a moment. The greatest leader in your mind, no matter who it is, has to enter into this room. They have to open a door and they have to be allowed in. If the door was locked, it is impossible for that greatest leader that you know of in your mind, the physical greatest person in your mind right now, as far as this earthly body is concerned, could not enter into those doors if those doors were locked. But my God doesn't have that barrier. He's already here. He was here before you came. He's everywhere. He's within your classes. He's within your heart. He's within your being. So I ask you a question again. Does Jesus Christ want to make an impact on your life today? I would suggest to you, there's no doubt. There's no doubt what He wants to do in your life. There's no doubt that He wants to make an impact on your life. There's no doubt, no matter where you're sitting in this room today, from the front to the back, whether you're paying attention to me or the attendance taker, it makes absolutely no difference in my mind, because I really do believe that God does want to make an impact on your life, and that perhaps really isn't the question, because it's an easy answer. The real question in our hearts and minds today is, Jeff Heath going to allow God to make an impact on his life today? What a responsibility you and I have is where I'm headed with this exact point and this sidebar. To let go and to let God and to say, you know, God, that's right. You want to make an impact in my life, and today, Lord, I'm going to allow you to. I want to be an encouragement to you today. In Hebrews chapter number 13 and verse number 8 is our text of the day. It's a familiar passage of Scripture. It's one that you've learned, that you know. You probably know it like the back of your hand. Even if you don't know the exact text, as soon as we begin to read it, it'll become obvious to you and you'll say, oh. Are you there? Hebrews chapter 13 and verse number 8. Let's just all read it aloud if it's okay with you. And the verse says this: Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Now, when I read that, I would like for us to read it a little bit more like we would read it, and perhaps a little more like I would read it, and that is, Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Can we do that? Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Contemplate those words, if you will. We've heard them over and over again, and we've thought about them in these few moments. You've been confronted with some pretty deep stuff, if you ask me, that my God is, that doesn't have a barrier. He's here already. To me, that's pretty deep stuff. His ways are not my ways. And I remind you of that because, again, I want to be an encouragement to you. Have you been reminded of who your God is lately? Have you been reminded of who Jesus Christ is? Have you been reminded of that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever? Have you thought about that when you approach Jesus Christ, you don't have to wonder about the response you're going to get? It's not like our human relationships sometimes. You know, we're all kind of fickle on occasion. We like to think we're consistent. But, you know, the fact of the matter is some of us are moody and some are more moody than others. You understand what I'm saying? Can you imagine with me Jesus Christ thinking about you today? Can you imagine with me when your name comes into his thoughts? When your name, when Jeff Heath comes into his thoughts, is he looking at me and saying, yes, he wants me to do a work in his life today? But when we're working on this thought process of Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever, one of the things that came to my mind in reference to how this impacted me recently, and that is, I don't have to be worried about how Jesus is going to respond to me. When I go to him, he's not just consistent. He's perfect. It's not just consistent. You know, when we think of the word consistent, we think, well, he's going to be pretty much the same time and time again. I suggest to you that when I go into the presence of Jesus Christ, my Savior, that he is absolutely perfectly consistent. There is no changing. There is no variableness. I don't have to be worried and concerned in the sense of how he is going to respond to me. And you say, what do I mean by that? That I can look into his word and I know how he's going to respond. Now, quite honestly, it may not be pleasant the way that he responds to me. You follow what I'm saying? Right? Right. It may not be because, you know, I may not be on the straight and the narrow. I may be not wanting God to make an impact in my life. Right? And he's calling me. He's drawing me. He wants me. So he's going to bring stuff into my life that's going to cause me to turn to him. So what I'm telling you is that I can know how God is going to respond to me. But as we're talking about in this context in the next 10 minutes or so, let me just share with you a few thoughts that I had about this. Jesus Christ never changes. He's the same. Jesus Christ saved me, and he can save you. As a fourth grader in school, Jesus Christ came and washed away all of my sins. all of my sins. Set me on the path to eternal life. And he can do the same for you. Jesus Christ, the same. Jesus Christ sets us apart, gives us a mission, allows us to be called the child of God. And just as I'm a child of God, you can be a child of God. Jesus Christ forgives me. The same yesterday, today, and forever. I go to Jesus and I say, Jesus, will you forgive me for? Name the sin. Yes, he forgives me. He washes it clean. I do not have to live a total life in guilt and shame and an unright relationship with Christ. Jesus Christ forgives. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus Christ provides for me. Everything I have, everything you have comes directly from Christ. Now, we don't think about that in those ways because we think we work. And I realize, and I'm not going to take the entire time here to trace the steps backward, but you follow me, that every ability I have comes directly from God. You say, Jesus Christ sustains me. And you say, well, how? And I would suggest to you the air that I breathe is because of Jesus Christ. I look at this and I say, this is how the Lord worked in my heart in recent days, and perhaps he guides me. He leads me. He leads me through his word. He leads me through people. He leads me through his Holy Spirit. He leads me. I'm not here alone. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad in these times of change? Everything around you is changing. Everything. You're either growing up or out. You're growing in or out. You're growing and maturing. Your life is changing. Everything about you is changing. The world around you is changing. Presidents come and go. People come and go in your life. Right? You get used to living at home and then you're leaving home. Thinking about marriage, not thinking about marriage, going on this mission field, whatever. Life is filled with change. And quite often, life is filled with chaos. But I was reminded the other day to take a step back. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. I don't have to go through life being ultra worried. Let me ask you a very simple question. What in your life can you control? How much in your life can you really control? I might be able to control what shirt I wear. And that's not even being funny. The fact of the matter is, if you don't have the relationship with Christ, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever, as your life marches on, you're going to be one worried individual. You're going to be one anxious person because you're not going to be in control. The things that are most familiar to you are not necessarily all going to add up, and things are going to be changing as life happens. But there is a person in your life that has it all under control. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus Christ shows me mercy. Jesus Christ blesses me. Jesus Christ gives wisdom. This morning, if you need wisdom, ask. Jesus Christ gives understanding. Jesus Christ gives ability. Jesus Christ intercedes for me. Jesus Christ comforts me. The list goes on and on. But let me give you this thought. Jesus Christ knows me. Jesus Christ knows me. If I were walking on the sidewalk there on a day during the semester, 3/4 of you, if not more, would have no clue who I am. Right? Matter of fact, some of you are sitting there saying, I have no clue who he is now. Right? Work with me. Who are you? Who are you? If I were to go at the mall, 99.9% of people there wouldn't have a clue who I am, right? Who are they? And we get all wrapped up trying to make a name. We get all wrapped up trying to network. I'm not saying all that's bad. I'm just talking out loud. But the grandest person, the most powerful person, the all-knowing person, the saving person, the person that has absolutely all of the answers to life, sometimes we act like we don't know him. But Jesus Christ knows us by name. Not to make more of it than it is, and Dr. Mazak, you can correct me if I'm wrong about this, or whoever, not, it doesn't matter, you know, whichever one of y'all want to correct me, but this is the way I think about life. I pluck one hair out of my head. Show it to Jesus. You take one hair out of my head, show it to Jesus. You know what he'll do? That's Jeff Heath's hair. Right? Best I know. Doesn't need a microscope. Doesn't need DNA testing. Doesn't need any of that stuff. Wow. Let it sink in. Let it sink in. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. He knows me. He knows every trial you're going through. He knows whether you're doing fantastic in school, not so well in school. He knows your effort level. He knows everything about what's going on in your life. Tap into his strength. Tap into his wisdom. Ask for help. Ask for strength. Let me conclude by relating to you how this all impacted me personally. What should my response be to Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever? That I should love him more. That I should trust him more. That I should serve him more. That I should listen to him more. That I should obey him more. That I should depend on him more. Not an exhaustive list. Not intended to be. But I should build a better relationship with him. That I shouldn't just cast him to the side. I shouldn't just ignore him. And you understand, you ignore your friends sometimes, right? Yes. Shouldn't do that. My Jesus. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Heavenly Father, as we've been confronted today, all of us, with Jesus Christ, help us, Lord, to make application. Help us to think about what it is the Holy Spirit of God is striving to teach me this very moment. Lord, how do you want us to respond? With their heads bowed and eyes closed. Would you ask the Lord that? Lord, how do you want me to respond to this Jesus Christ? The same yesterday, today, and forever. It may be that you need encouragement. Would you seek that now? It may be that you need to ask forgiveness for something. Would you do that now? Maybe that you just need to be reminded and refreshed and renewed. Would you seek that now?
You've been listening to the Chapel Hour, coming to you from the campus of Bob Jones University. Our speaker was Dr. Jeff Heath, BJU Registrar. For a cassette or compact disc copy of today's message, send a check for $6 to Campus Store, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina 29614. Be sure to mention the name of the speaker and today's date. The Chapel Hour has been sponsored by Bob Jones University.